Hi everyone, welcome. This is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS. We are so excited that you tuned in with us today, and we're hoping that what you hear will be a source of encouragement to you, that it will be something that you can apply to your life to bring you into a closer relationship with our Heavenly Father. And it's one of my most favorite things to talk about. And so today we just wanted to share for a few minutes with you on practicing the presence of God. We hear a lot of talk about this now, mindfulness, about practicing mindfulness, about contemplative prayer. And you'll see a lot of research coming out that shows that when we practice the presence of God, that there are very special things that begin to occur in our brain. Our brains begin to release different hormones that will make us have a sense of calm, you know, a sense of relaxation, a sense of peace. But so really science is catching up with the Bible, right? That God has been speaking to us for thousands of years about drawing, the benefits of drawing into a deeper relationship with Him. And so when we talk about practicing the presence of God, it is something that we have to do regularly. God is always with us. We know that He is Emmanuel. The Bible tells us that He is God with us, that He is Jehovah Shammah. He is the Lord God who is present. We know that He is omnipresent. He's everywhere present at once. But we don't always sense His presence. We don't always feel His presence. You know, we're going about our daily routine. You know, we're getting the kids ready for school. You know, we're getting ready for work. We're in the grocery store. You know, we're sitting in traffic. You know, all these things. And so in our daily routine, we might not always be mindful that God is present, but He is. And so one of the ways of entering into His presence is through prayer. And through worship and meditation and praise, you know, soaking music, so things that cause us to move from a very physical reality to becoming more mindful of this ethereal place where God dwells, right? And so He gives us the ability to encounter Him and to experience Him. And a way to do that is through prayer. And in prayer, we want to just begin to surrender everything to the Father. Total surrender. We surrender our will. We surrender our brokenness. We surrender our offenses. We surrender our shame. We surrender our rejection. We surrender the anger. Whatever is taking up space in our hearts, we just release that to the Father. He says, cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares about us. He cares about our souls. He cares about what we're thinking and how we're feeling. And so as we move into a place of complete and total surrender, we just invite His presence. We invite Him to fill us with the reality that He is with us. Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "Thou will show me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy, and at Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And so when we go into a place of prayer, we are experiencing the presence of God. And in His presence, there's fullness, there's richness, there's joy, there's peace. there's love, there's warmth, there's compassion, there's care. Everything that we need is in God's presence. Why? Because he is the great I am, right? So whatever we need, he is. And so we just lift our hands and surrender. We lift our hands and worship, and we just begin to magnify him. We just begin to make him greater. We begin to make him greater than our financial challenges. We make him greater than our children's behavior. We make him greater than our bad attitudes. You know, we just make him greater. And as we begin to just worship him and praise him and thank him, we will begin to feel his presence. We will begin to experience his joy. And we won't be able to explain it, right? Because he says that he gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. But we have to tap in. We have to go into that that secret place where he is and begin to just experience him. So wherever you are right now, just begin to just lift your hands and just worship him and praise him. And we would just begin to say, God, we just thank you. God, we praise you. We lift you up. You are great, God. You are greatly to be praised. We exalt you. You are the Most High God. You are the everlasting Father. You are the true and living God. You are greater, God. You are greater than my circumstances. You're greater than my difficulties. God, I lift you up. Father, I just bring my cares, my concerns, my worries before you. And Father, I invite you. I invite your presence. God, I pray that you would just begin to pour out your spirit upon me. I receive it now. I receive the joy of your presence. I receive the peace that comes with your presence. God, I receive your love. I thank you, Father, for your healing. I receive the healing virtue that you bring, because you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord God who heals. And I receive it now. In Jesus' name. And I just thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that is the presence of God that we're experiencing now. And we just celebrate him and we honor him and we thank him. And we just pray that you are blessed today. We pray that you will continue to walk in the fullness of the presence of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for tuning in with us today. And we're praying that the GPS that God has given each and every one of us will reroute us back onto the route to destiny, to purpose, to a life that is full of abundance. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time.